In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The gospel for today follows the account of the transfiguration of our Lord, in which Peter, James, and John beheld the glory of the eternal Son of God, shining through the flesh of Jesus. The transfiguration was indeed a miracle in which Jesus was revealed to be truly the Son of God, the Christ, the one to whom all of Moses and the prophets pointed. And Jesus began to teach his disciples how he must go down to Jerusalem to suffer many things at the hands of the elders and the chief priests of the people and die, so that all who look upon him in faith, trusting not in themselves or any strength or power of their own, but in the grace of God through the merit of Christ, his holy life, his perfect death for you, might not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus comes down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and that's when he encounters his other disciples in a dispute with the scribes. And they are arguing with one another. So Jesus asks them, "What are you arguing about?" And that's when the father, this father of a demon-possessed boy, approaches Jesus and says, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it casts him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, but they were not able." To which Jesus replies, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." O faithless generation. What does Jesus mean by these words? Because we might be tempted to believe, when we hear of the disciples' inability to cast out the demon, and when we hear of Jesus' rebuke of their faithlessness, we might be tempted to believe that what Jesus is saying is that they didn't have any spiritual strength of their own, but they should have. In other words, well, you weren't strong enough to do it on your own, but if only you had the strength, you could have done it. Now, there is an element of truth in that conclusion. Jesus is saying that they have no spiritual strength of their own, and neither do the scribes, neither does this father, and neither do you. Neither do I. We all stand in the same helpless boat together, powerless over the forces of darkness which rage against us, captive to the devil, bound to do his will, dead in our trespasses and sins, and completely incapable of freeing ourselves from our own sinful condition. In fact, just like this boy, all of fallen humanity, you and I included, just like him, until Christ claims us as his own. That is true. We have no spiritual strength of ourselves. But what Jesus is not saying by these words, "O faithless generation," is that we can have some spiritual strength that is of our own making. And that's what they were arguing about. Who is strong? Who is not? Who is able? Who is not? "Teacher, I brought my son to your disciples, but they were not strong." So who is strong? which of us is strong enough and has the strength. So Jesus calls them faithless. And so this begs the question, what is faith? Faith is not of ourselves. Faith is not some spiritual strength of our own. Nor is faith the power of positive thinking. It's not as though, well, if I just set my mind on something, if I just believe in something, if I just hold a positive attitude and keep my chin up and believe in myself, well, then I can will whatever I want into existence. As if faith was some kind of super will that we have within us. No, that is not faith. That's actually the opposite of faith. Because the person of faith despairs of himself and denies that there is any strength or power of his own making that can save him. And so the person of faith looks outside himself to the one who is our very present help in time of trouble. What is faith? Faith is the living trust of the heart that clings to Jesus alone. It is the trust and the confidence of the heart that finds in Jesus the very source of salvation and rescue and deliverance from all the devils of hell and eternal life. And in this gospel, we see faith most clearly displayed in the words and actions of the Father, who comes to Jesus desperate, with tears in his eyes, recognizing his own powerlessness and the powerlessness of each and every individual on earth to save his son since his son's childhood. He throws himself upon the mercy of Jesus. He pleads with our Lord, have compassion on us, help us. The prayer of beggars and sinners, Kyrie eleison. Still, it is a weak and imperfect petition because he qualifies it. He says, if you are able, to which Jesus replies, if you are able, all things, are possible for the one who believes. Possible, not by our own power either. Possible, because faith takes hold of the grace of God and the mercy of God in Jesus. With man, it is impossible. But all things are possible with God. And so Jesus' words draw out of the man an even greater confession of faith. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. It is the prayer of every Christian. It is the prayer which recognizes both our want of strength and the strength of Jesus. It is the prayer which recognizes both our want of faith and the faithfulness of Jesus. It is the prayer which recognizes both our inability to save ourselves and the all-sufficiency of the Son of God, who came down from heaven, clothed himself in human flesh, and was crucified to save sinners by his blood, that the ungodly might be justified by grace, through faith in him. It is the prayer of faith, not the prayer of the spiritually strong and self-sufficient, but the prayer of the one who casts all his cares and anxieties upon the Lord, for he cares for us, and in the day of trouble, he will deliver us. And so Jesus, at the end of this account, invites us all to pray, For after Jesus cast out the demon and raised the boy out of the dust to new life in him, the disciples go to Jesus privately and they ask him, "Why could we not cast it out?" And Jesus replies, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. Prayer, which is the voice of faith. The voice of one who finds the answer to every human problem and every human need and every human sin, not in himself, but in his Savior and his God. And so we pray, O Father in heaven, deliver us from evil. Let your name be hallowed among us through pure doctrine and holy living. Let your kingdom come among us by your word and spirit. Let your will be done among us by breaking and hindering every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature, which does not want to see your name hallowed or your kingdom come. Yes, O Father in heaven, in all of these ways, deliver us from evil. Just as you've done for this young boy, raise us too, out of the death of sin, to new life in you. For you alone, O Father in heaven, through your Son, Jesus Christ, can help and save us. Our faith rests upon you and your unchanging word and your sweet, comforting gospel promises, and not in ourselves and not on another. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.